Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
FM Talk.
Well, happy Halloween. It's exciting to be here with you today. It is Halloween proper. Last night was trick-or-treating for us, as I was talking a little bit about yesterday, and 15-year-old Mustard was out in full force with his friends. He did a little bit of trick-or-treating with us. My 15-year-old son did a little trick-or-treating with us initially at a trunk-or-treat the night before. But I'm here to say, he said he didn't have any aggressive problems going out and trick-or-treating, and that's our YouTube poll for today. How old is too old to trick-or-treat once you become a teenager? So I'm thinking once you turn 13, that's essentially junior high. So if you're in junior high or middle school, junior high is, you turn 13 in seventh grade, correct?
Yes. It's got to be close to that.
14 in eighth grade. Right.
Okay.
So it's the questions, the options you have right now. Teenager is too old. High school, once you're in high school, you're too old. Once you're in college, you're too old. Or you're never too old to trick-or-treat. Would love to know what your thoughts are on it. Are you guys going to do trick-or-treating tonight then, Ryan?
Yeah. We're doing it across a couple different neighborhoods because my son's going to one friend's house. We're at that age now where they want to be with their friends more, which is kind of sad because then we're not all together. But the other two are going to be with us with their other friends that are coming to us. So we're spread all over the place for the first time. I guess that's a new...
Do you ever hand out candy?
No, my street is just a dead end, and I would love to. I actually leave candy out, hoping that people will come
on
to
the
our door. Yeah, and nobody ever comes. Maybe like once or twice ever have we gotten a trick-or-treater.
Let's get your address out, and somebody will come get that candy.
No, thanks.
It'll probably be you.
Well, I can just eat my own candy. That's not a problem. I don't need to put it in a bowl.
Brad, you live in a pretty residential area. You guys do trick-or-treaters?
We do. I think we started about 6, and we'll go pretty strong until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. So it's actually a lot of fun. We don't do what Ryan does, though, with putting the candy out. Because if we put the candy out, we wouldn't have any left by like 6:10.
But the point of putting the candy out is because you're out trick-or-treating.
Yeah, we're not there. That's the only reason we do it.
Yeah, I can't. Do people actually put candy out on their porch while they sit inside and watch Matlock?
I think there are some that do that. It's pretty rare, but there are some. I've seen some actually in my neighborhood, again, not many, that will put candy out and you can see into their window and see that, I don't know what they're doing, but that they're home. And it's kind of sad because you're like, you're acknowledging that people are coming to your door to trick or treat and you just don't want to talk to them or see them at all.
Yeah. So you guys take the trick-or-treaters, Brad?
Yeah, we take the trick-or-treaters. Oh, I don't know. What do you mean by take the trick-or-treaters?
You greet them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do you make them do tricks?
No. I think tonight the weather should be nice enough. We're going to put a little fire pit out in our driveway, and we're just going to sit out there and greet them as they come in. It's always fun because the earlier ones are the real little kids, and the real little kids have the best costumes.
We make them do tricks.
My son was dressed up as Mustard. I think that was pretty
good. That's a pretty good one, yeah.
Brad is against older people trick-or-treating.
I am not against older people trick-or-treating, but per our conversation yesterday, whenever we were talking about like how old is too old, my thoughts were as long as you're making an effort. So like if you show up dressed as Mustard or you have a legit costume, I'm down. But if you like put a little bit of like Halloween makeup on your face and show up with like a black hoodie, nah, you're being lazy.
I'm with you.
I'm disappointed in that.
I'm with you.
Put in the effort. Show up like a dinosaur or or at least effort in your costume, I'm super cool with you trick-or-treating.
Well, you know who's in the Halloween spirit here, as per usual. You would expect a guy like J.B. Pritzker really to be feeling the spirit, and he had a special request, for Halloween this year.
When they say they're taking away the worst of the worst, they've demonstrated over and over that that's simply not true. The Department of Homeland Security claims their highest priority is to protect children. So today I have to ask them, please live up to those ideals. I've sent a letter to Kristi Noem and to the Department of Homeland Security leadership asking them to pause all of their federal agent operations for the entirety of the Halloween weekend. I'm asking for basic human decency. I think their response will be revealing. They've disrupted everything for more than 2 months already. Give the children and the families of Illinois a break. To Donald Trump and Kristi Noem, show us this is about something other than you just causing mayhem on our streets and visiting cruelty upon our people. And after Halloween, if you want to actually go after the worst of the worst, work with our local law enforcement to help us go after violent criminals. Instead, you are targeting innocent children and families, black and brown people, U.S. citizens, hardworking parents. In essence, you are targeting all of us. It's un-American, and we cannot stand for this. I will not stand for this.
Can we talk about what might actually literally be not American?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay,
you say it.
I'll say one thing. That he said a lot of things in there. One thing was they're disrupting everything. They being immigrations and customs enforcement is disrupting everything, which makes me think on this Halloween weekend, which was specifically his request, of another Halloween favorite, Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
You're disrupting everything. Sounds a whole lot like, and we would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
I wish I were more familiar with Scooby-Doo, but I will take your word for it.
That's what they say at the end of every episode of Scooby-Doo. That we would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you kids.
For you, Ice. That's what they're saying right here.
I want to now speak directly to Greg Bovino. Mr. Bovino, your operation has sown fear and division and chaos among law-abiding residents in our communities. If you are unwilling to cease operations and leave our city, can we at least agree that our children should not be victims, especially on Halloween? Can we agree that there is no imminent threat that should disrupt their holiday? No child in America should have to go trick-or-treating in fear that they might be confronted with armed federal agents and have to inhale tear gas. I honestly can't even believe that I have to make this plea. This is not the America that I know. I ask you to restore some sanity for the sake of our children.
So J.B. Pritzker wants sanity restored for the sake of the children. And it's funny because he's like, just for the Halloween weekend?
Right.
I haven't been able to have success trying to convince these Scrooge ICE agents, the federal agents, the Trump administration. I haven't had a chance to really persuade them on my position yet. But maybe if I ask them if they can have their permission slip signed to trick or treat in peace over the holiday weekend.
A better address here would have been, because that was a lot of words to basically say, please don't deport anybody over Halloween weekend. Just give us a couple days off. The better way to convince people is practically, because that argument doesn't really make any sense. To say to ICE, you know what, this is actually going to be harder on you. Everybody's going to be wearing masks. You can't tell who's who. It's just like COVID. So take this weekend off. You guys go enjoy yourself, because it's going to be harder on you. That's the argument to me that they should have made to ICE the whole time. But Pritzker is willing to go on the record and say, nah, you're actually disrupting everything. You're ruining everything. Can you give us a little break so that we can catch up to what you're doing to Illinois, which is basically your job?
J.B. Pritzker, he's got this, it's like he tries to put on his cape, his Halloween cape, before he comes out there, because he's the hero. not that we wanted, but maybe the one that Illinois deserves. It was cooler when it was Batman.
Man, there's some good Batman stories in B or Not the B today. I didn't pick them. I'll tell you that ahead of time. But there's some good Batman ones.
Well, he wants he's making a direct appeal to Kristi Noem and to figure out exactly who and what needs to take place in order to give the people the opportunity to trick-or-treat in peace.
Yes. Governor Pritzker has asked for Operation Midway Blitz to be on pause for the holiday weekend. Are you willing to do that? And if you're not, why not?
No, we're absolutely not willing to put on pause any work that we will do to keep communities safe. The fact that Governor Pritzker is asking for that is shameful. And I think unfortunate that he doesn't recognize how important the work is that we do to make sure we're bringing criminals to justice and getting them off our streets, especially when we're going to send all of our kiddos out on the streets and going to events and enjoying the holiday season. We want to make sure that they're safe. And if you see, even up here, we have individuals that we've picked up off the streets with our ICE officers and CBP officers that have assault against a child, child pedophiles, rapes. Those individuals don't deserve to be on our streets, and we're certainly not going to let our kids be victimized by it.
So Kristi Noem is saying J.B. Pritzker should be ashamed of himself, which is really the right tone for her to set in that very emotional plea that she's asking for when it comes to consideration for these families who might be here illegally, like let them trick or treat in peace. The one thing that I've appreciated so very much by this administration, especially with issues like this, these are campaign issues. These are issues that they ran on the campaign without any sort of daylight between, you know, we should probably deport some of these people. If you're here illegally, how illegal are you really when you're here in the United States? How did you come? How long have you been here? That's not what they campaigned on. They had a very clear-eyed focus and approach to what the goal was going to be, to the extent that was, if you are in the United States illegally, you need to deport yourself so that you can come back under the process with which we can lay out, which I really expect this administration to lay out a process before the end of President Trump's term for reentry for people who deported themselves. And I bet there is an expedited process or some sort of hook that these individuals who chose to deport themselves, and I wouldn't be surprised if it happens maybe before the midterm election next year, something that says, like, if you are a hard worker, maybe you have people, sponsors or people who vouch for you, if you've been working and contributing, member of society, and you self-deported, that somehow or another, it's not a pathway to citizenship, it's a pathway back to the north side of the border. Assuming that you end up on the south side of the border. I don't have a problem with that. As a Trump voter and somebody who wants the people who are here to be here legally, whether they're citizens or not, just be in the system like the rest of us are. The rest of us have to participate in the system. So should you. I wouldn't be surprised to see the administration put together something that rewards those who self-deport and further punishes those who have chosen not to. I'm seeing some stories here locally of there's an individual who is from Staunton, has a Mexican restaurant in Staunton, Illinois. Have you seen this story?
No.
I'm
familiar with Staunton.
He has a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant in Staunton, Illinois, and there is a lot of local news coverage of this individual. They say that he's been here and a very beloved member of the community for 20 years. And local news stations, TV news stations, I don't know if KMOX has reported on it, but they're doing reports on this man who dropped his kids off at school, and then a few blocks away, ICE came and picked him up. And as of last night, when I was looking through all these stories, there's no mention of his status, his legal status. He's been here for 20 years. I think it is incredibly possible, if not likely, that there are people who have been here in an undocumented fashion for decades who are wonderfully kind, generous, contributing members of their communities who have not gone through the process to get their paperwork done. That's complicated. That's a lot different than that guy is a pedophile who was arrested in the state of Illinois, and under the Trust Act, he wasn't allowed to be turned over to ICE. He wasn't detained. He was early released from prison, and now he's killed two people. That guy, I don't even think you need to ship him out. You could just, you know. You got a pillar of a local community, business owner, all of that, who has family that goes to the schools and everything, but hasn't. I don't even know. Like, that's the part of the story that frustrates me the most. There is a lot of emotion being injected in the reporting of the story, and his legal status is not one of the details in the story. Even if you found out that he was undocumented, maybe he had a struggle trying to get his citizenship or get his legal status. Maybe he went through the whole process and wasn't able to do it for whatever particular reasons. I'm not really here to weigh in on the merits of the individual because I don't have the information. I'm looking at our local media going, why are you yanking on everyone's heartstrings on this issue without having the facts before you report the story? It's not something that's going to bring a community together. It's going to bring factions of a community together in opposition to the other factions of the community. It's a heartbreaking story. I'm not here to advocate for his immediate deportation or his, you know, the ending of ICE in Southern Illinois. I don't have the facts. But why are we reporting emotionally on a story like this without, in fact, first having the facts?
And I will ask this question of both factions. Let's say there's the side that says, oh, yeah, he definitely should be deported, or unfortunately, he has to be deported, even if you're like, yeah, I love this guy. And the other side saying, no, this is terrible. I would ask both sides of that argument the same question. Why did this happen? Who caused this to happen? And you go back to J.B. Pritzker at the beginning of this segment, and you say, those people caused this to happen. Because he would not have been a target, and he wasn't for the last 20 years. But you've had to triple the amount of ICE agents. You've had to ramp up all of these deportations because you create the Democrat Party, literally the political faction of the United States Democrat Party, created this problem in the last 4 years.
Yeah, and it's hard on everybody. Absolutely. Good point, Ryan. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute. Don't go away. Ain't got nobody
waiting at home. Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You know, I don't know when it was here recently, but I watched Ghostbusters in our pursuit to watch old-fashioned movies.
The original?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, the new ones are out.
The lady one?
No. There's been two since then.
See, the lady one's hot.
With Paul Rudd.
Really?
Yeah. And they're okay.
You fancy yourself a Paul Rudd, don't you?
I don't know that I am a Paul Rudd.
Sometimes I'm watching stuff that is got Paul Rudd in it, and he's doing his Paul Rudd thing, and it's annoyingly funny, and it reminds me of you.
Yeah, that's great. I'll accept that. And if anybody wants to put me in a movie of, really,
I don't think they need another.
Not
Paul
even
Rudd.
A high caliber.
I think you misunderstood me.
Okay.
You're good here.
Oh, I can be the Paul Rudd to you all.
You could star in Boastgusters.
Hey. I'll just take Boastgusters.
Ray
I'll
Parker
take
Sr.
a chapter out of the Jasmine Crockett book and say you're Timu Paul Rudd.
All right, that's fine. I'm getting tariffed. Tell you that.
Less now
after that trip.
How do you feel about President Trump's trip to China?
I don't know.
Trip to where do you meet with him? There was Malaysia, there was South Korea, there was Japan.
They met in South Korea.
So how do you feel about his trip over there?
Fine, but I also think that's never going to stop. They're not going to, it's kind of like the Israel-Hamas thing. They're going to sign a ceasefire and they're going to keep going, oh wait, are we ceasefired? You know, is it working or not? That's like the trade deals with China. You sign a trade deal or you come to an agreement, and then you kind of keep having to do it every 2 months because they're going to keep altering
it
everywhere
they
can.
Is that better than no ceasefire?
That's why I say I'm in approval of it, because you still have to do that, mm-hmm. but there's nothing real permanent about it.
It's the best of what you can do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that my son, the news was on, and it said something about nuclear testing resuming. And he saw that headline, and he just shifted his face, and he just looked directly at me and didn't say anything. And I go, what? He goes, is that bad? Is that scary? I go, other countries are doing it. President Trump said, if other countries are going to do it, we're going to do it too. I said, it's actually an escalation to de-escalate. We'll see how it works. But what's it like to be 15 years old, to be seeing the news, and to see that we're going to resume nuclear testing? That's what our kids right now are seeing on the news, because other countries are doing this. Russia is doing this. President Trump said multiple times this weekend, Russia and the United States are the leaders when it comes to nuclear weapons and arsenal. China, he said, will be there in 4 years. I am looking at the anxiety of the people who are Ethan's generation. They have this climate anxiety thing. They have this true belief that the world is going to end in maybe 10 years, maybe less than that. Ethan, are you familiar with anybody legitimately who knows or believes in climate anxiety, like has this, is harboring this inside?
No, Annie, it's terrifying. I live with it every single day. It's
you're saying you do?
It's crippling. I struggle to get out of bed in the morning sometimes because of it.
That's like a Christopher Walken level pause right there.
It's warmer than it should be. There was a, you know, it's a scary thing.
You're full of crap. Do you know anybody?
I'm full of crap. No, I don't know anyone. But that's
do you cut those
also
people out of your life?
Because I have surrounded myself with people that I find to be normal.
You've lived a good life.
It's been a very good life.
I think about the crux of where climate anxiety has really come from for a lot of these kids is because that's what they've been told. There isn't something that is really like tangible that they have that is making them go like, this is really scary. I should look into this more. They're being told over and over and over again. The TikToks of these kids' generations, they're definitely persuading kids to think the same thing. Like, you've really got something to worry about here, and you need to be paying attention to this, and you need to be really concerned about this, and really, you should plan the rest of your life around the idea that the world's going to end. You shouldn't have kids. Think about the world you'd be bringing your children into. To the women, you should probably just focus on your career and do as well for you as you possibly want. And men, basically, you're men and you suck. So you should just sit down and shut up while the women take over the world. What, and handle the climate crisis?
And that's another good point, actually, that you just made, because it's very nihilistic. There is no future. So you're not going to have kids. You're really just going to focus on being as happy as you can in the moment, which is hedonism. And it kind of all works together.
That was one of those moments where Ryan made a really good point, and I was waiting for him to crash and burn the whole time.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that.
I don't think I fully appreciated what you just said there
as
much as I should have.
Wait till the 2 o'clock hour. I would have spun that into a fantastic little ditty.
Ethan, will you please get me a countdown clock?
Listen, who's the best communicator of this generation?
I guess you have to say it's Donald Trump.
He's your answer for a lot of things. Today.
I would have said this is going to surprise a lot of people. Well, he's figured out how to communicate in this fragmented environment.
Yeah.
Who else has?
And punch through.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the question is effective communicator, mm-hmm. he's effective. Look, Barack Obama, sort of was, I do think Barack Obama figured out how to do something that another Democrat, if they can figure it out, will be the next leader, which is how to make progressives think you're a revolutionary and how to make moderates think you're a pragmatist. That was also a pretty good and effective. He's the best communicator the Democrats have had in the 21st century. But you got to say that Trump's been the more effective communicator of anybody.
That's Chuck Todd, who kind of looks like a rodent. I can't get past it. Does he look like a beaver?
Well, it's not. It's not you. It's so he was mean. Eating cheese throughout that entire segment.
With just his two front teeth, which mm-hmm. is a skill. Mm-hmm. It's all about framing. He says, Chuck Todd says that Donald Trump is the greatest communicator. And I think that there's something important that we need to consider if Donald Trump is as effective of a communicator as Chuck Todd is saying that he is. Because what is Donald Trump's message? If he is a great communicator, what message is a great communicator messaging? And I also, even just saying this out loud, who is the great communicator?
Jesus?
No. Yes.
That's what I would have answered.
So it's not a wrong answer. Brad?
God?
Do you know who the great communicator is? Ronald Reagan! Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan and Jesus.
Then Jesus.
Some people are like, I think I found my radio station. You are here on 97.1.
You've been searching for 40 years.
FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative and
Hello,
Jesus.
Hello, St. Charles County.
Yeah. Yeah. The one that everyone from there is like, it's God's country. And I'm like, I know, you keep saying that. You're not wrong. I'm envious.
It's pretty great.
Consider what a great communicator in Donald Trump, which is really, how much has this turned in a 180 to where the thing that was kind of agreeably, bipartisanly detested about Donald Trump initially was the way he communicated. How do you become an effective communicator? You get your message across. You put yourself in a position where you've got something to say and you're able to make it so that the people on the other end of that message receive that message as intended. And you've got Chuck Todd. Is he still on MSNBC in some faction? Is he in
Substack? Did he go to MSNBC? Because I know he left his job at Meet the Press.
That is MSNBC.
Meet the Press.
I mean, he was on MSNBC. It was NBC, but like, he was in, it's, isn't it all the same?
In the same orbit. I don't know what his job is now. I don't know that he has a mainstream job.
Kristen Welker does Meet the Press now, correct? Pretty sure?
That sounds right.
Yes.
Do you guys not watch MSNBC all the time?
No.
Everyone's in here like, no, sorry, crickets. I can do crickets now. I'm going to get back to that. Ethan's like, leave the hotkeys alone, Annie. Consider what the Donald Trump message is, and consider that even the Chuck Todds of the world are now understanding that his message is an incredibly efficient one. And compare that to the negativity, what do you call it, nihilism,
Mm-hmm. Hedonism.
And you said nihilism, and living in a world of a hedonistic type of lifestyle because you think I better live it up with the time I got left.
Mm-hmm. It's the only solution.
Donald Trump's message, in many ways, shape, and form, comes together with Charlie Kirk's message, which is to settle down, to get married, have a ton of kids, have a family. Everything about Charlie Kirk's message, which is hand in hand with Donald Trump's message, is plan your future. And plan your future accordingly in a way that is going to be something you can live in for a long time. Be something that you can thrive in for a long time. It involves other people. You have to consider other people in that process when you're thinking about your future, which is the converse of what the left has been telling you. And to top it all off, when you consider the biggest voices of the left, do any of them truly look like they're living happy lives?
Not those No Kings people. There are probably people that are on the left that
are. Does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seem like a happy person to you? Does Chuck Schumer seem like a happy person to you?
No.
Does Elizabeth Warren seem like a happy person to you?
No, definitely not.
Does Gavin Newsom seem like a happy person to you?
No.
No.
I can't think of a person on the left that I'm like, they seem like they kind of got things figured out. They seem like they're in a position where I kind of would like to know a little bit more about what they're doing because maybe I'd like to do a little bit of myself. Now think about the people on the right and how many of those people you're like, what are they doing? How do I get to there? The YouTube live chat poll for today. How old is too old to trick or treat? Teenager, high school, college, or never too old? Go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and vote. We'll weigh in on that next in Wiggins America, the B or the, not the B, at 1245. Don't go away.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
I need you to go. Sorry, I saw Steve's here today. I need you to go ask him a completely innocuous show question that seems like it's important, but I need you to do it in Monster Mash voice.
Okay. Can I do it in the girl voice or the guy voice?
The guy voice.
Okay. I thought you could do the guy voice, and I could be like, Steve, look at me.
I don't want to be involved in it. I want you to do it. I want you to video it.
You should practice right now, though.
You know what's funny? I listened to this song a couple times this week because it's the only time of the year you hear it, and it's
I have a weird memory of when I was a kid. It's the only time I can remember my dad ever doing an impersonation of anything.
And was it this guy?
This voice.
Was it the woman?
No. It was this guy.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
He did the Monster Mash.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Did he always sound like this, or was this a character?
I don't know. I pulled the song. That's the only reason I know his name.
Maybe you should research that a little bit.
Right. Is this how people used to talk?
Yeah, in the 1950s. That's how people used to talk. It was post-World War II era, so that's what people did.
Because it was post-World War II?
I need Ethan to research that, too, just to be sure.
What is it in 50 years, 100 years from now, people are going to be like, oh, talk like you're from the 2020s.
Yeah.
How's that going to sound?
I'm not really
gonna sound
sure.
Like this.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Steve and I'm going to go, Steve, we hate the new clocks.
We don't have time to pee.
We love to go pee and we can do it. And then you
can
be like,
are you going to do your jazz hands up every time you say something?
Yeah. Well, that's actually, it's sing-songy.
So what if he responds to you in the female voice?
He might. He'd be like, you had to pee?
Yes, we definitely need.
You need to pee.
But
why do you keep talking about me peeing?
There's only minutes of three.
And so you pee.
We do it in the studio.
Oh, wow.
And now there's pee.
It's belly.
We poop in the corner.
Wait, excuse me.
Okay.
Let's keep it with the number one. The YouTube live chat poll for today. How old is too old to trick or treat? Teenager, high school, college, or never too old? Brad, you were commenting on this a little bit earlier here on the show. Do you have a strong feeling about this? Are you going to see anybody come to your door? You said you're going to host trick or treaters tonight. Are you going to turn anyone away?
Like, I don't know, some frat boys come up, I will.
If they're
like,
dressed?
It depends on their costume. It really is. It's costume and effort based. If you go all out, I'm going to give you candy. If you come showed up and you just kind of threw the minimum in with like a, you come with a grocery bag and like, all right, I'm ready to just give me my treats because that's all we're here for. You don't say trick or treat. You don't do anything. You put in minimal effort or no effort. You're not getting any candy. Go away.
But if you put in effort, are you like asking for a birth certificate?
No. Just give me.
That's the right attitude.
Yeah. Give me effort. That's all I care about.
What if Ryan shows up dressed as a Tatooine?
He's getting extra candy.
Sweet. I think it's because I know Brad.
Brad likes Tatooinis.
Mm. What if I didn't know you and I showed up as an adult by myself, dressed not horribly, but
give
not...
this Tatooine
can
some candy.
Can I be
candy.
Honest with you?
Yeah.
I'm probably drawing down on you. I'm coming to the door with my shotgun.
You know what?
Who are you? What
Man.
Do you want?
Good
to me, that's the scariest person that could come to your door.
Yes.
Because if you don't give them candy...
What does this person look like?
Just an adult male.
44-year-old.
I'll cut you with my lightsaber.
Comes to your door, dressed okay, but not...
Like in a regular clothes, but with a weird mask or something?
No, like, that would be nothing.
They could be fully kitted out.
They have a costume on, but it's not that they went all out for it. They just went down and maybe got something quick at Walmart. So they're wearing a costume, but they're alone, and they're not
so
with
no
any kids.
No wife.
Nobody else, and they're legitimately there to trick or treat. That is the scariest person that could come to your door.
Aren't you just giving them all your candy?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I'm giving them whatever they want. You can get into my pantry if you want to, although I don't want you to come into my house.
What are you inviting them in for?
Maybe that's
now is the time where the shotgun should enter the equation, not just on, hey, creepy dude coming to
my way. Cocked, you get into my house and you get whatever you want.
But say it in the Monster Mash voice.
Come into my house. Take whatever you want.
They're like, and that guy on your doorstep's like, man, that guy's a freak.
Whoa, that guy's weird. I'm just trick-or-treating.
Have you heard
adult.
About this guy? Ethan, how old is too old to trick-or-treat? You're of what age?
I am 25.
25 years old. Could you see a scenario where you dress up and go trick-or-treat?
Now?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really.
Ooh, there's a little bit of gray area in that response.
I was pretty young when I stopped trick-or-treating, and it partially was because it's like, oh, it's not cool to trick-or-treat anymore. I probably should have done it a couple of more years. I think the last year I did it was 12 or 13.
Really?
Yeah, I think I stopped it because then at that point you realize you can just start... eating candy that's in the bowl at home.
Are you? So it was all about the candy for you. Are you?
Yeah.
Where are you at in birth order?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest. So it's, you could have totally kept going with and just been like, I'm doing the big brother thing.
I could have, but Halloween was never that. Halloween was always dad is going to take me and my best friend, and we are just going to just have at it in the three or four neighborhoods around mine. And was there more candy at home? Yeah, but it was always like a competition for us, like how much can we get? So, and dad very much so, like my dad helped us like very much so in that. So it would get to the point where, okay, it's getting pretty cold. Like we're in the car and we are driving. Like he's like, all right, I'll meet you four houses down. You guys hit these four. It got pretty serious, but we had a lot of fun with it. So it never really was that, oh, I'll go and take my sisters out. One of them's a year younger than me. And then one of them's a few years younger than me. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It never really was that where, you know, Charlie's taking his
4-year-old.
Really little siblings. So
that's not how it went last night. Trunk or treat, yes. But last night, he went out with 7 high school sophomores and maybe a couple freshmen.
If I had friends that were bought in on it, yes, but...
They had so much fun.
Mine never did that. Friends never did that.
Charlie in the last couple years has participated because he didn't want to tell me no. Like, I never really, like, forced it on him, but it was very reluctant.
This would have been my junior year of college. I drove around. I was an RA in a freshman dorm at Lindenwood. Ooh. And the cool part was that Lindenwood has a lot of international students because, like, for rugby and a few different sports. Mm-hmm. And some of them had never trick or treated before. So I got to be the driver, and I just packed like 10 kids in my car, and we're just hitting St. Charles. Before that, I definitely would have said, like, no, you're too old to do it. But I saw how open people were to just, like, giving out candy if you're dressed up and actually going for it.
That's what Brad's saying. It's like, put the effort in, show up, make a costume, and just have fun. I don't understand people who are like, no fun for you.
The fun for you. Have all the fun.
But you gotta put in effort.
But you gotta put in the effort.
Really is probably a reflection of the entire country. I mean, we're talking about food stamps right now. We're talking about government shutdown. We're talking about overbloated spending. There are a lot of people who absolutely need the food stamp program, need subsidized help to make sure that their family, their children, and they themselves eat as well. And that's fine. That's understandable. But if we're going to talk about this a little bit later, just so that Ryan can do a whole segment on it by himself. But the chart of where food stamps went, specifically after COVID, which is a big part of this, after COVID and then in the Biden, we went from spending, gosh, I'm not even going to say the numbers. Is it 5 billion a month?
It was just on, it was 4.6.
And now it's 12 billion a month.
Yeah, it's over 10 for sure. So it's over double. Yeah, I don't know if it's 12 or not, but it has more than doubled.
We'll talk more about that later. But it's interesting to talk about this in a way that it's like, hey, if people are putting the effort, if they're doing their best and they're trying, they get candy. If you're being a mooch, get off my porch. And then Brad, of course, has got a shotgun out.
No, only if you're a creeper.
Oh, okay.
Or have a crappy costume.
Or one or the other. Or if you are a creeper with a crappy costume, I can't see that.
You're close.
You're
getting there.
Barrels.
Pro tip, by the way, if you really want to go all out like Ethan was talking about, if you're at that age, 13, 14, my son's 11. He's right there. He's like, we're going to go all night. I'm going to fill this thing up. We're going to the brim. Don't use a pillowcase. Don't use a pillowcase because it gets too heavy and you can't carry it. There's no handles.
Molly had the little pumpkins and we just would...
Keep dumping it out.
Yes, absolutely. All right, stick around. Be or not the bee next. Don't go away.
Whatever happened to my trans?
Not the bee.
A series of stories from the Babylon Bee, which would be fake news, or some mixed in that are real. You got to tell me which are which. Here's the first one. Embarrassed Democrats admit they can't remember why they shut the government down. Embarrassed Democrats admit they can't remember why they shut the government down.
That's the bee.
That's the bee.
I don't know if it is or not, really.
You guys, it is the bee, though.
I had to find the slider.
Good job.
I did.
According to sources, party members were aware of the rumors that they had shut down the government over health care for illegal aliens, but were sure that they couldn't possibly be the reason. Quote, why would we ever do something so stupid? Asked Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. No, the shutdown must be about climate change or something else a lot more important sounding. Despite no clear cause, however, Democrats confirmed that they were not budging on the shutdown. Quote, just give us a few days, we'll figure it out, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told his Republican colleagues. You're right, that one was
pretty easy, but tell me if this one is real or not. Kamala's campaign manager says, quote, "It looks like we need 200,000 more votes that we can't find."
I'm going to say real.
That's facts.
I'm going to go B. I'm just going to be different.
It's real.
It is real.
Yeah.
This is real. This is part of her interview tour that she's doing. About her book, I guess. She says,
I want to make a point about this, but I'm going to let the real article hit before I do.
Yeah, because I'm guessing it might make the same point. It says, normally you'd hear candidates say something like, we need to turn out 200,000 more voters in key swing states, or it doesn't look like we have the 200,000 votes we need. But, quote, we need an additional 200,000 votes that we can't find, is what she said. Lest we forget, Trump was impeached the second time and later indicted as a result of a phone call in which he told Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find 11,780
yes!
votes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, that's... I listened to that whole call, and I've said this over and over and over and over and over again, that he was saying that he thought that there were tens of thousands of votes, maybe even 100, maybe in the six figures of votes that he was calling into question. He's like, I don't need you to prove all of those votes to be right or wrong. I just need you to find 12,000 or whatever the number was, and I'm winning Georgia. It was never about manufacturing votes.
No.
Which we still don't have the answers to a lot of the questions of what came out of Georgia.
And it would not have ever been about manufacturing votes. You know why? Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger hated Trump. That he was a Republican, but he didn't even like him. So there's no way Trump's going to call that guy and go, hey, let me grease your palms a little bit, buddy. They didn't like each other. But he had to talk to him because he was the Secretary of State. And he's saying, look, this is a really close election. I need to find those votes. And there were still a lot hanging out. They hadn't counted certain ones. Absentee ballots yet at that time, especially. So this is an amazing story that Kamala's campaign manager said. It looks like we need 200,000 more votes that we can't find.
I thought the exact same thing when I saw that story come out. I'm like, oh, you can't find them, huh? Oh, okay. Are we going to get all bent out of shape for 4 years over this? The answer is no, but we will for 2 minutes on the Annie Frank
show. Well, I don't even read that quote and think, oh, they must have been printing ballots. It's just a phrase.
Yes.
I don't even think she was saying, oh, we got to go manufacture votes. They're saying we need them.
It's the right reaction.
That's
to not have an overbloated reaction.
Yes. So, in a sense, I'm defending Kamala's campaign manager.
It was almost like when Trump said something about finding votes, the Democrats are like, nope, don't look anywhere. Everything's fine. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing here. Let's impeach him. Let's throw the whole book at him.
Indicted him over this. This is what the whole Georgia thing was over, still with Fannie Willis and all that. All right, Trump to grant Canada independence if Blue Jays win World Series.
To grant independence.
Yeah.
Is it the B or the B?
B.
This is the B. Quote, it's a big decision, but I'm a very nice man. I know the Canadians have wanted their own country for a very long time. So if the Blue Jays take down the Dodgers, I'll let them be independent from the United States.
It would be a win for America if the Blue Jays won.
Except for if you're Brad Range.
It says they don't deserve it, but I'll let them have it. Nice people up in the state of Canada.
Hey.
They've just had some terrible governors.
Terrible governors.
Last one, real quick. CBS warns government shutdown is allowing thrill seekers to visit national parks and do fun things without permits.
Sounds like something CBS would do.
Yeah, this is a real story. You guys are never going to believe this, but since the government is shut down and national parks are free of charge to enter, Americans are now entering those parks to do fun things without government permission. Illegal things like camping, base jumping, and using drones and hiking. That's a real story from CBS that they were warning people, ooh, this is bad news. People are actually using the national parks without permits, which is quite remarkable. There we go.
What is it?
Where was this in the beginning of the segment? Oh, it was
Wiggins America intro.
Yeah, that's right.
What is it?
Spooky Scary Skeletons Remix.
Do you know this, Brad?
No, this is the first time hearing it.
Is this what the kids are listening to these days? Is this Forrest Frank? We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.